AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. An American aircraft has gone down in Iran, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The U.S. military has confirmed that an American aircraft was shot down in Iran, marking the first loss of an American aircraft in Iranian territory during the five-week war, according to a U.S. and an Israeli official. One crew member has been rescued. Social media footage showed American drones, aircraft, and helicopters flying over the mountainous region. Tehran is keeping up the pressure on Israel and its Gulf Arab neighbors and has fired on a range of targets across the Middle East today. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP's Mike Pasoli reports on a special Easter event at the White House.
On Monday, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will host the 49th Easter Egg Roll at the White House. The egg roll is one of the oldest White House traditions, dating back to 1878 and the presidency of Rutherford B. Hayes. This year's egg roll is themed America 250, which honors the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Wooden spoon-wielding children will compete against each other to guide dyed hard-boiled eggs across a patch of the lawn toward a finish line. Over 40,000 eggs were donated by a North Carolina farmer for the event. Alongside the traditional egg roll and egg hunt, there will also be a card writing station, a cookie decorating station, and story time with the First Lady.
The latest unemployment numbers are in. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
The unemployment rate for March dropped to 4.3%. Companies have been reluctant to hire because of higher interest rates, uncertainty over President Donald Trump's policies, and not knowing how artificial intelligence will affect their businesses. Most economists say the impact of the Iran war and higher energy prices are probably not fully reflected in last month's numbers.
This is AP News. Pope Leo XIV presided over his first traditional liturgy of the Passion inside St. Peter's Basilica on the afternoon of Good Friday. The Pope listened in silence to a homily by the papal preacher, Father Roberto Pasolini.
In un tempo come il nostro,
he says, in a time such as ours, still so torn apart by hatred and violence, where even the name of God is invoked to justify wars and acts of death, we Christians are called to approach the Lord's cross without fear, indeed with complete confidence, knowing that it is a throne upon which we sit and learn to reign with him, placing our lives at the service of others. Later, pilgrims and tourists joined the Pope at Rome's Colosseum for the Way of the Cross procession, which commemorates the final hours of Jesus' life. Leo personally carried the wooden cross through all 14 stations of the Way of the Cross at the Colosseum. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.